Okay, we have a pop quiz in 1 Timothy.
I had a feeling this morning.
Get out a piece of paper quick.
Pastor, he's not wearing a hat inside the building. That's why
you're a religious conviction, brother. This is a religious building. Plus, none of you have been in Siberia or Alaska.
I actually bought a piece of paper this time.
Wow.
You would have no mercy or grace.
I don't have mercy or grace. God has it, amen?
All right.
The law came by Moses, but mercy and grace came by Jesus Christ.
All right. I think this is wrong, but
no way. Oh, you're kidding. Okay. One on there, make sure you have on there. 1 Timothy is your class. Your name and the date, and put on their pop quiz number one. Today is the 15th. This is horrible, he says. All right, you ready? Okay, name three New Testament books written to pastors of local churches. Name three New Testament books written to pastors of local churches. Timothy was pastoring what church at the time?
Yes, is it?
Timothy's mother's name was This is pop quiz number one for 1 Timothy, or pastoral epistles, however you want to title it. Question number one had three parts. Name three New Testament books written to pastors of local churches. We call them pastoral epistles. Secondly, Timothy pastored what church? Question number three, Timothy's mother's name was? Question number four, explain why Timothy was circumcised by Paul. Thank you. number 5. Give a reason why a woman should not have authority over men in the church. Give a reason why a woman should not teach authoritatively over men in the church. Last question. It is 6 parts. List the 6 areas in which Timothy was to be an example of the believer. List the 6 areas that Timothy was to be an example of the believer.